State Senate Rules Committee will come to order. Open work session, House Bill 3105. We'd like to move this to Ways and Means. Senator Courtney moves House Bill 3105, be referred to Ways and Means, and stand by for the vote. Everybody panics. We may continually confuse, and this one does have the fiscal, the other one does not. I got confused. This one is somewhere between. Between 34 and 64 annually.
Planning to come in at 8:30 when I talked to the staff, he wasn't in yet.
Which?
2335.
So you're in opposition to that?
Well, we're...
I got the amendment.
So you asked for an amendment.
Kate and Randy in Ways and Means, and Lee. I guess Lee's going to be our lunchman here.
He's not coming.
At all.
Well, I don't think he said to me.
He said he's going to be a little bit late, but at all.
So Randy's not here, so Minnis is our key.
Oh, Minnis. Minnis is
here. Minnis, how do you want to hear him? That should be just...
microphones are on, by the way. So do you want them off?
No, it's okay.
It's the same way you did last week.
Yeah, I know.
We don't carve each other up.
And Monday, we'll have the hearing Monday.
Okay, because the House Monday, they did this.
We can do what we did.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll read the script.
Okay. Either I'll do it, or I and Lee and Kate will do it. I haven't decided. How many are you going to put up?
Either four or five.
All right, okay, good. Yeah. Right, that's fine. That's good.
Call Minister's office. Yeah, that would be helpful.
People said, you know, I think we use a different approach. We just, you guys, boom, 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 this, because that's the way we did it. That's exactly right. The presentation, it's just a whole different feeling. I said, well, that's just the way it was. Unfortunately, it couldn't have been. It might have been that way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you another thing. I just learned this a couple of days ago. There has never been a veto of a bill that passed the chambers, ever, 150 years. I found fascinating. Of course, until 71.
Oh!
You don't need me now.
No, we don't need you now.
Okay.
Get about a half hour out of you?
Believe it or not.
No. Can't you be here for about half hour?
Yeah, maybe I'll.
Yeah.
Good. Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So we're okay.
I'm out of here. Yeah. Okay. I won't finish this day. You're filling my role.
Okay. We have a motion to move 3105 to the Committee on Ways and Means. Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none? So ordered. Closed work session, open work session, House Bill 3770. We do want to move on this bill, Representative Butler or
Chair.
Senator Courtney.
I move House Bill 3770 to be admitted to the House Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves House Bill 3770 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Anybody here to talk on 3770?
I don't.
We didn't have a sign-up sheet. Just raise your hand. We don't have a sign-up sheet for it. Okay, further discussion? Objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I will carry that one. Closed work session, open work session, House Bill 2440.
Mr. Chair.
Just a second. Anybody signed up? Nobody?
Mr. Chair, House Bill, under House Bill 24.
There's somebody who can talk about it if you want. Someone's in the revenue.
Mayor.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2440 be engrossed to the Senate floor to do pass recommendation.
Senator Cordy moves House Bill 2440, A engrossed.
Or A engrossed, I'm sorry.
To the floor to do pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Close work session, open work session, House Bill 3611.
Deanna Carrier for 2440.
Senator Courtney, would that be okay?
Yes, thanks.
Joe?
Chair Harper, members of the committee, my name is Joe Landry, for the record, representing the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and the National Electrical Contractors Association. This is a bill to give clarity for the installation and reassembly of industrial electrical equipment. To put this in context, this is manufacturing equipment that's constructed all over the world, often assembled and then disassembled and shipped to Oregon in separate parts. This bill clarifies that representatives of the manufacturer or an authorized, trained, experienced installer will be doing the reassembly of the equipment and draws a clear line where the reassembly ends and the electrical safety law will apply as usual.
Okay, we have no amendments. Everybody remains on board.
Chair Harper, yes. It's
yeah, we're in work session.
Chair, I'm of House Bill 3611 A engrossed, Senate floor due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves House Bill 3611 A engrossed, Senate floor to due pass recommendation. Discussion, objection. So ordered. Senator Atkinson?
No, I don't want to carry this.
Okay.
I'll carry it for the IBEW. You're a union kind of guy like I am.
Yeah. I need my garage wire. Maybe
two union votes. Yeah. Two environmental votes. I'll be in like Clint here.
Close work session, open work session, House Bill 2990. Debbie?
Chair Harper, committee members, Tim Josie, Commissioner in Tillamook County, asked me to read this. For the record, my name is Deborah Boone. I'm the Legislative Assistant for Representative Elaine Pop.
No problems?
No.
Josie, that's a little suspect right there. And it's a one sentence. God, this is cool. Everybody okay?
Well, I just heard. Okay. What's the what?
Do you want to hear this, then? I've prepared the same here.
Just a snippet. What?
Okay. He's apologizing for not being able to be here. He said when Measure 5 was passed, blah, blah, blah.
What's the issue?
It extends the Dyking District registration.
Why?
I could. Let's see.
It's supposed to dissolve. They don't want it to dissolve. Why?
Just extends the sunset on legislation he sponsored in 95. Measure 5 removed the ability of Dyking and Drainage Districts to raise funds needed to maintain the facilities. And it was due primarily to the practice of utilizing the county assessors as the collection agency. When the cap was put on it, it couldn't fit under the cap.
All right, there must be a good reason.
And they were too late, knowing this, to handle it the usual way, so they asked us to drop this legislation.
All right.
Any questions?
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2990 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves House Bill 2990 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Objections? So ordered.
Okay.
You want that one?
Thank you.
Close work session, open work session, House Bill 3357.
You need to sign up.
Nobody signed up. Well, Rick, quickly, what does this thing? Anybody here to talk on 3357?
Ron El Chapo out there.
Oh, Ronell.
Mm-hmm. For the record, Ron L. Schenkel, Department of Justice, Division of Child Support. This bill was sponsored by Representative Patridge. We have worked closely with him, and basically what it does is expands the law to allow the child support program to, through a legal action, step in and intercept, if you will, security deposit funds that have been forfeited by a defendant in the legal system.
Chair, I move House Bill 3357 A and Gross to Senate floor with due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves House Bill 3357 A and Gross to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion, objection, hearing none. So ordered. We need to get buyer one of these, don't we? Okay, we'll give that one to buyer. Or do you want it?
I'll carry it.
Okay, Senator Minnis. Close work session. Open work session. House Bill 3094. Quickly, Mr. Administrator.
This bill does exempt soccer referees under the age of 18 from child labor laws and workers' compensation coverage. Requires soccer referees to be considered independent contractors.
Okay.
I move House Bill 3094 and Gross to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation as two dueling coaches are about to.
Did you ever coach soccer?
No, I didn't.
Well, I coach soccer, so I'm carrying it.
You better believe it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none. Yeah, your basketball. I'll give you the basketball ones, right?
Football, basketball.
Football, basketball.
Okay.
Soccer, yeah.
Sorry.
Closed work session. Open work session. House Bill 2584. John, we do need a short synopsis, if you wouldn't mind. This has a lot of elements to it.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm John Lindback, Director, Elections Division Director in the Secretary of State's office. And Fred Neal advised me, Mr. Chairman, that all I needed to say was I want this bill based on yesterday, but I'm happy to go through this synopsis. House Bill 2584 authorizes observers to observe the election process and the counting of ballots, and that's what you see in most of the first page of the bill. These sections were inadvertently deleted in 1999, and we need to put them back into law. So they very specifically address the right of observers to be at the county clerk's office and at the polling place, no matter what kind of election that you have. Section 5 prohibits electioneering within 100 feet of any place where ballots are issued. And it also provides that for certain prohibitions during the conduct of an election by mail, and these prohibitions would include obstructing an entrance at a building where the drop-off of ballots is going on, leaving material indicating how a person voted at a drop site or a privacy booth, and removing ballots from a polling place, drop site, or privacy booth, except by an election official. And finally, this bill provides for the labeling of drop sites as either official or unofficial. Right now, there is no such requirement, and so they have to be clearly labeled.
Aye. Oh, okay.
Work session.
We're in work session. Chairman Miss has moved House Bill 2584A and Gross to the Senate floor.
There are amendments.
Chairman Miss moves the A2 amendments to House Bill 2584. Any discussion? You understand? Okay. Any objection? Senator Menace has now moved House Bill 2584A and Gross to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Is there A3s? This is a different bill.
Am I all right? Everything's okay?
Yep.
Is there any objection? Okay. We go on and now. Public hearing on House Bill 2335A and Gross. I hope this is somewhere. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, it does not get any better than this.
Mr. Chairman, this bill's fine. We've got amendments, A3 amendments that I've checked off on.
Right, you asked for this letter, and it was given to us. There's a letter in front of all of us that is all of the work of Senator Menace.
Thank you.
All right, from Ingrid Swenson, and I understand there's some amendments, and the amendments are the dash
A3.
And Senator Menace is moving the dash A3 amendments to House Bill 2335. Are there any objections to the A3 amendments?
No.
Hearing none. Senator Menace is now moving House Bill 2335 as amended to the Senate for the due pass recommendation. Are there any objections?
We are adjourned. I'll carry it.
What? Yes, I'd like it. John's going to carry the last one. I'm going to carry the one that's going to the floor. Did I do it? Would you take my... I got to run right to Western Oregon. Would you take these things up?
Sure. But who's carrying
it? I don't...
You might want to share with whoever that is.
I don't think you did anything.
I guess we'll find out.
Background. carry the bill.
I got to start drinking coffee.
Steve, you want to...